Good morning to all of you who make possible our broadcast, Abdiel, who supports us from the studios, and to all the people tuned in at this hour. Today we start a briefing with a good news that we have no fatalities, a good development in the pandemic in our country, and a number of patients admitted in our hospitals, 121 patients. It's a lower number than previous days. In surveillance, 8, suspected 55, and confirmed 58 cases. That is 58 active cases admitted in our hospitals. This is one of the lowest figures we've had in the last weeks. In primary surveillance, in our primary healthcare system, 91 people are in observation by our specialists. Yesterday, 2,103 samples were processed at our laboratories, at the IPK laboratory, 659, at Havana's, 658, at the Amajeras Brothers Hospital, 310, at Santiago de Cuba's, 188, in Villa Clara's, 131, and at the Civil Defense, 87, and at the Center of Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology, 70 samples. As a result of the processing of all these 2,103 samples, 4 tested positive for COVID-19. Samples of all provinces were processed, and this is what allows a quiet, uniform study and screening of the entire country. And so, at this moment, Cuba accumulates 161,674 samples studied, and 2,325 patients have tested positive for COVID-19, which is 1.4% of all the studied samples. Of the 4 cases diagnosed yesterday, all are Cubans, and this is something that has been happening in the last few weeks. 2 of them are confirmed case contacts, accumulating 2,019 people in this high-risk group, the high-risk group of having a confirmed case contact as the source of the infection. This is the 88.4%. In 2 cases, the source of infection was not determined. And so we have now 103 people in this category, which is the 4.5%. With source of infection abroad, this has not changed in the last few days. And we remain with the same number of 161, which is the 7.05%. 2 of the cases are female, 2 are male, for a cumulative of 1,154 female patients, that is the 49.6%, and 1,171 male patients, which is the 50.3%. The 4 cases were symptomatic. We have had in the last few days a number of symptomatic cases at the moment of the diagnosis. Nevertheless, in all the pandemic, there is a cumulative of 1,256 patients who have been asymptomatic at the moment of the test, and that represents the 54.02%. And as I always say, in the last few days, this percentage has increased to 77.8%. Of the 104 cases that have been diagnosed over the last 15 days, 81 patients, that is 77.8%, have been diagnosed while being asymptomatic. This is a very important element in terms of the protection. 2 belong to the group from 40 to 59 years of age, and 2 belong to the group of 60 years and over. So we are not reporting any child infected. 3 of the cases belong to the province of Havana, to the municipality of Cotorro, and 1 to the province of Mayabeque, to the municipality of San Jose de las Lajas. So the province of Havana remains with the highest incidence rate of confirmed cases per 100,000 inhabitants, 4.73. Matanzas keeps two cases that have been diagnosed over the last 15 days, and a rate similar to the one reported yesterday of 0.28. And the province of Mayabeque, which had spent over 15 days without reporting any positive case, had one case confirmed yesterday. That gives it a rate of 0.19. And the remaining 12 provinces and the Isle of Youth Special Municipality, they remain without confirming cases in the last 15 days. This case diagnosed in Mayabeque province, this is likely to happen. It's likely to happen in Mayabeque or in any other province. And that's why it is so important, and we always emphasize the need on taking samples and processing samples from each and every territory, because undoubtedly the risk is present. And this comes as a warning of what is likely to happen. People move around much more now that all provinces but Havana are implementing the first phase of the first recovery stage. And although the restrictions have not been lifted fully, nonetheless, there is a greater flow of people. And that's why we reiterate that what is important is to continue the screening, despite the fact that we are not reporting cases in some territories. So we have to screen, we have to study, we have to conduct PCRs. And if one case may pop up in at a certain territory, what is to be done is to perform the study in that location and to take all the measures required to control the spread. And above all, the tracing of the contacts. And as we said, of the 2,325 patients diagnosed in Cuba as of yesterday with COVID-19, 58 cases remained admitted to our hospitals. These are the active cases. And I repeat, this is the lowest number we have had. These are the active cases. And 57 of them, and this is a very favorable indicator, that's 98.2%. They keep a favorable clinical evolution and they are recovering. And we remain the critical case, which is in a stable critical condition, of the lady from Havana that is admitted to the Salvador Allende Hospital. And she's an elderly lady and she's in critical, although her clinical evolution remains stable. We always regret the death of 85 patients due to this disease in our country, and that gives a lethality for Cuba of 3.65%. It goes, it's being lowered, and taking into consideration the number of confirmed cases and deaths in the world, Cuba currently occupies in the world, it remains in place 19th in the region of the Americas, and in the world it ranks number 96 in terms of the confirmed cases. So there are 95 countries that have an incidence rate which is higher than that of Cuba's. We always mention the two evacuees, and yesterday 9 patients were discharged. It's 8 from Havana and 1 person from the province of Matanzas. This is a favorable indicator. You have to notice that the ratio between admissions and discharges is favorable. It's the discharges are double the number of confirmed cases. And yesterday, we didn't mention that, but yesterday there were 40 people released. There were 40 discharges. And this allows us to have a group of indicators that are very favorable. With the amount of discharges that we have reported, Cuba accumulates 2,180 patients who have recovered. That is 93.8% of all the patients who have tested positive to COVID-19 in our country. And this is very favorable in terms of the development of our patients. We don't have any patient in serious condition. And we only have the critical patient that we mentioned earlier. The world, as of 12 o'clock midnight last night, the same 185 countries continued reporting cases of COVID-19. The number does not change. And what is really increasing is the number of active cases, which currently stands at 9,394,607 confirmed cases, 165,558 more than yesterday. Regrettably, 5,199 people died due to this disease for a cumulative of 482,468 dead as a result of this disease. That gives a lethality of 5.14%. The region of the Americas, which has become the epicenter of the pandemic in the world, accumulates 4,714,661 confirmed cases, 103,837 just reported yesterday, and it already accounts for more, over 50%, 50.18%, of all cases confirmed in the world. In our region, 3,606 people died for a cumulative of 233,685 deaths, and that gives the region a lethality of 4.96%. I asked Lillian, who is the colleague who supports us here with all our charts and graphs. I don't know, just to bring you three charts, there you have one. That's the number of cases reported every day with the diagnosis of COVID-19. This is on a daily basis. Notice how instead of diminishing, this number is growing day by day. And the colors, what they tell is the region of the world to which the number of cases belong to. What is in yellow, what is being reduced, that's Europe. What is in gray is Asia. And what is in orange, that would be orange, that is what we have in the region of Americas. And notice the magnitude, the increase, the growth of the number of cases in the region of Americas, while the other regions, while the other continents have been controlling the disease. There is another one, I don't know if it could be safe. Oh, there it is. What this tells us, and I don't know if the people who follow us every day, and if you take a look at this from the month of January, when the first cases were reported, 9,026. In February, 85,000. In March, 750,000. So from January to March, we didn't reach 1 million of cases, of confirmed cases in the world. However, from March to April, the number got to 3 million. From April to May, 5 million and a little bit more. And from May to June, 9 million confirmed cases. So see the exponential progression of this pandemic. And as we always stress, stress that so that we can understand its magnitude, its complexity, and how difficult it is to tackle it, and the risks that could be there if we do not comply, if we do not fulfill all the rules and all the measures that our party and our government and the Ministry of Public Health have established so that we can defeat the disease. Because despite the time elapsed since the beginning of the pandemic, and despite we know a little bit more about the disease, and still having more resources for the dealing with the disease, however, this is the current evolution of this disease. And there you have the graph on the fatality rate with the report on the deaths. As you may see, at the beginning, the region of America did not prevail. And currently, and starting as in February, March, it has been gaining in cases, and the number of fatalities every day. What prevails is the orange color, which is the color of the region of the Americas. So we just wanted to show this to you and to illustrate how the international situation is. And this is all we had for today.